We're back live at the Sales High School. Boys team warming up. The Irish boys at 4-4 in the conference have already clinched at least the play-in game into the district tournament. And if the Irish can have a great weekend, which they did last weekend, winning two conference games against Tri-City Prep, previously the first place Tri-City Prep Jaguars, and then at Dayton last Saturday. If the Irish can do the same this weekend here against Waitsburg Prescott, and on the road at Asoka, the Irish boys could climb into that coveted third place spot, which guarantees you a district berth. They would need some help. Tri-City Prep Jaguars, a game ahead of them at 5-3, would need to lose both of their games. They are hosting Asoka tonight and hosting Dayton tomorrow night. So it could happen. The Irish boys got to take care of business and against a team they're playing for the third time this year. Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy's boys and the Irish matched up in the Christmas tournament on December 29th. The Cardinals won that one 55-52 in a game that did not count in the league standings. Then the Irish got the Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy boys on January 12th. I think with the best overall game the Irish played all season long, they beat Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee 75-56. In that ball game, pulled away with consistent effort throughout. The Cardinals have had a challenging year under first year head coach Tavis Crittenden. They are in last place in the conference at 1-7, just 4-14 overall. But they are coming off a win. They beat Mack High on Tuesday, 63-57. They have a player back in the lineup tonight, Dalton Estes, their 5'9" senior, one of their team captains. He did not play when these teams met on January 12th. He had an ankle injury. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups here on Senior Night on the boys' side as well on 100.7 FM KSL.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Proprock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back as the Irish fans are recognizing the boys, senior basketball players, and the senior band members. The seniors for DeSales, Travis Hain, a 5'11 senior's out there. Luke Fazari, 5'11 senior's out there. Luke has been battling his last fire to kind of an undiagnosed illness. He thought he had strep throat, thought he had mono. It's neither one of those. He's in school this week and in uniform, but he hasn't been able to practice. So he, quite frankly, looks like he's lost a little weight. But he's out there. Matt Moore, Irish senior, on the roster, but Matt, due to religious commitments, will not be in uniform tonight. Also, Riley Roach, and he has been sick all week as well. So two of the four seniors on Alan Griffin's roster are not here. And then the band members, Tim Cottle, I know will be out there as a senior band member, and he might be the only one. We'll see. So they're continuing to recognize the seniors. It's always a little bit of a challenge to gather up the starting lineups here at the halfway through this double-headed broadcast. So I'm going to take a break, make sure I've got the lineups in order. We'll be right back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses.
It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Generations of area farmers have counted on crop production services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Total Comfort Solutions on Lennox wants to save you money. For a limited time only, receive up to $4,200 in rebates and credits.
That's right, up to $4,200.
This amazing deal is only good until February 15th on qualifying Lennox heating and cooling systems. So call Total Comfort Solutions today to save money. Appointments are limited, so call Total Comfort Solutions right now at 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School, and the lone senior band member, Tim Cottle, is also our ASB president, being recognized. His parents aren't able to be here tonight, so Andrew Hyunga and Mary Crowley are acting as his parents. So a little jocularity going on out there. Keep in mind our seniors. We've mentioned it on the air a couple times. You've heard it on a couple of advertisements. One of the ads, you heard the voice of Alex Hewley, who's the senior class president. I also interviewed her at halftime of the girls' game. And you heard an ad with the voice of Cheyenne Shane. And she's being announced as well. I forgot she's in the band. They're all about that. Anyway, the seniors, great idea for the senior class gift, the retractable, detractable flag system, American flag system, in honor of First Lieutenant Matt Fazari, 2005 DeSales graduate, killed in Afghanistan this past summer. And Alex said it's a $4,300 project, and they're confident they'll be able to raise the funds before the end of the school year. And if you'd like to help with that extremely worthy cause for the Irish family to honor Matt Fazari, you can contact any senior, send a donation to the DeSales office at 919 Smack Street in Walla Walla, or you can call the office at 525-3030. The seniors have been recognized. All the pink around the court on Breast Cancer Awareness Night, balloons, shirts, all kinds of pink attire, pink shoelaces on the players. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off at 100.7 FM KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662. McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for these teams that are meeting for the third time this year. Dalton Mess is a 5'9 senior. He did not start the play due to an ankle injury the last time these teams played. He's had a nice effort in his last two ball games, though. 14 points in each of two of his last three ball games. Seth Deal, a 5'9 senior, will start. Seth Deal had 18 points in that Christmas tournament game, but was held to four the next time these teams met. Owen Lanning, a 6-foot sophomore, he's the guy the Irish have not been able to stop. He had 21 points in the Christmas tournament and went off for 30 on January 12th in Batesburg, but the Sales won that ball game 75-56. Chance LaRue, a 6'2 sophomore, will start. He's a very athletic player. The Irish have held him to 2 and 3 points. But at Mack High on Tuesday, he had 17 points and 8 rebounds. He can have that kind of game against anybody. He's a very athletic player. Logan Dozier will be the tallest player on the floor for the Cardinals. He's a 6'4 senior. He had 10 points the last time these teams met. For DeSales, Travis Payne, a 5'11 senior, will start. Travis has 11 and 10 points in two previous games against the Cardinals. Luke Pizzari, the 5'11 senior, is in battling illness. Has missed the last three DeSales games. He'll be in the lineup tonight. We'll see how long he can last. Adam Eskel, the 6-foot junior, will start. Adam had a big game up at Waitsburg on January 12th, scoring 18 points and was Dairy Queen player of the game. Cameron Richmond, the 5'11 sophomore, will start. He's had 10 and 19 points in two games against the Cardinals. And Connor Richards, a 6'4 sophomore, will get the start as Riley Roach is still sick. And Riley Roach, a 6-foot senior, still not in the lineup, and they'll miss him. He plays well against the Cardinals this year, 14 and 13 points. So the Irish missing Roach and Matt Moore, a couple of seniors, at home against the Cardinals as the Irish won two in a row in league play last weekend, beating Tri-City Prep on this floor. Tri-City Prep was in first place at the time, beat the Jaguars 40-36, then able to beat Dayton on the road 53-41. The Irish will try to make it three conference wins in a row in their final home game of the season. The white jersey to Irish and the black jersey Cardinals set to tip it off. And Ryan Van Dyke from the Blue Mountain Officials Association will toss it up. Tips controlled by the Cardinals, by Dozier, but he knocks it all the way out of bounds. So the Irish will inbound in front of their own bench. Ryan Van Dyke, Tom Byers, and Bill Boggs, the officials for this ballgame. Left wing pass goes to Cesari. Now left wing to Haynes. Man-to-man defense by the Cardinals. Left corner with it, Cesari. Dozier on him. Out top to Richmond. Richmond drives in on Lanning. Puts the shoulder down, puts it up, won't go. Rebound, Dozier. Dozier gets it out, let to Estes in the front court now, Lanning. Eskel on Lanning. They got to find a way to slow Lanning down. He has 51 points in two games against the Irish this year. He's got it now. Cut off by Eskel. Out to LaRue. Up top to Estes. Estes calls the offense. Passes right wing now to Lanning. Pass inside to Estes. Tipped away by Pizzari, but a foul's going to be called on Luke. As ill as Luke has been the last week or so, I can't imagine him being able to play more than a minute or two at a time for Coach Griffin tonight. Connor Rich will pressure the inbound to get up top of landing in the right corner to Estes. Azari on Estes up top now to Steele. That's Steele with the ball, not Lanning. Deal's number 20 for 10. Lanning's number 20. Lanning's got it now with Escalon in. Back up top near the half-court circle to Estes. Right wing to LaRue. 18 on the shot clock. Down the baseline back to Estes. He hits his 14-footer, and the Cardinals score first. 6:53 to go in the first quarter. Sails down 2-0. Pass from the right wing to Haynes. Up top to Fazari. Fazari now right wing to Richard. Up top now between the circles. Eskel swing it to Haynes. Haynes fires a three off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Eskel. Loose ball picked out of there by Lanning. Knocked away, but it goes right to LaRue. To Estes. Up top to Deal. Deal fires a three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Dozier and Fazari battle for it. Goes out of bounds. Off Luke Fazari. Cargo basketball, fresh shot clock. Waits for Gleeds at 2-0. LaRue looking for a cutter, passes to the elbow to Dozier. Dozier drives right side, can't get anybody in the air, kicks it out to Lanning. Lanning from 15, in and out, and back in. Owen Lanning hits the bucket. The Cardinals off to a good start, up 4-0. Swing it to Fazari. He'll fire a quick three. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound Dozier. To LaRue. To Lanning. To Estes. Killing backcourt, so Fazari on Estes. Estes picks up his dribble half court, gets it to Lanning. Between the leg with the dribble, now to LaRue. The top of the key, back out Lanning between the circles. Cardinals win over the Irish came on this floor in the Christmas tournament. So each team is beating the other on their home floor. Pass down low, loose. Dozier trying to save it, can't do it on the end line. Good defense by the Irish. 5:46 to go, first quarter. The Sales boys down 4-0. Still looking for their first points of the game. The Sales have at least fourth place locked up in the conference. Cardinals with just one game in league play. Richmond drives down the left side. He scores. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And the foul's on Deal. And Cameron Richmond gets the Irish on the board. Pink socks, pink shoelaces. Serum breast cancer awareness night. Cameron hits the free throw. Estes also wearing Frank pink socks. Steal on the inbound by Eskel, and then he misses the shot, and then Richmond's going to foul going over the back. So the Irish, Adam Eskel got the steal, but couldn't get the put back, and then Cameron Richmond fouls trying to tip it in. 4-3, Cardinals with the ball. Irish show full court pressure off the inbound. Stole it a moment ago. Get it into Eskel. Passed it. To Deal, slots away by Fazari. Deal gets away from him, now to Dozier. Dozier in the lane, kicks baseline to Lanning. Out top to Estes. Now to Deal between the circles. Cardinals will set up the offense. Eskel on Deal. Now left wing goes to Lanning. Richmond checking him. Lanning puts the ball on the floor, goes baseline, cut off by Eskel. Trapped by Richmond, now out to Deal. Deal pass up top for Estes. Deal shoots from 16 feet, and he drills it. Adam Estes. Or Dalton Estes has four of the six Cardinal points. Richmond drives in, cannot kick out to Richard. Spots up for 14, and Connor hits it. Connor Richard, the 6'4 sophomore, pulls up and pops it from 14 feet off the pass from Richmond. 6-5 Cardinal. Deal with a long three on the right wing, and he's got it. Deal hit six of those in the Christmas tournament for his 18 points. Fazari fires a three, he's got it. Fazari hits the three to answer the Deal three, and it's 9-8 Cardinals. Deal on the right corner with the ball. Haynes on in. Back up top to Lanning. Cardinals up 9-8 with the ball. Cross court pass to Estes. Goes high for it. Holds it overhead. Fazari right on him. Gets a screen from LaRue. Drives on the right side. Cut off. Now Estes got him in the corner. Now he gets it to Lanning. Down low to Dozier. Got a whistle and a check foul. Hand check foul on Cameron. Or Connor, Richard, excuse me, pushing in the back against Dozier on the pass down low. Connor's first, third on the Irish. Placeford lines four players up at the foul line, and the ball's thrown in the backcourt. Ball's knocked loose. Richmond can't save it. Interesting play there. They line four players up at the foul line to try to set a screen for Seth Deal. The Seth Deal, one of those players stepped on his foot, so he fell when he tried to back up. Now Steele, Eskel steals the inbound, gets it to Richmond. Richmond's shot bounce around, won't go. Rebound all the way out front to Cesari's got it. In the corner to Hayne. Hayne for three. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Connor Richard gets the loose ball. To Richmond. Richmond for three. Off the arm. Won't go. Rebound. LaRue. LaRue out. Left to deal. Ahead to Lanning. Hayne is back. It hesitates. Dribble by Lanning. Tough shot. Won't go. Estes can't save it from going out of bounds. Good hustle by both teams. No points for either to show for it. 9-8 our score. Waitsburg with the lead. The Fails with the basketball. Cameron Richmond will bring it into front court. Irish missing two starters. Matt Moore, due to the religious commitment, he does not play on Friday night. And Riley Roach has been ill. Richmond kicks out to Hayne. Hayne for three, won't go. Rebound, Lanning. Up court, it goes to Deal. Deal, back to Lanning. Lanning drives to the foul line. Stripped by Hayne. Ball's loose. Hayne and Lanning on the floor. Jump ball. And it'll be Waitsburg basketball as the Irish got the ball at the start of the game. 3:18 to go first quarter. Sales up 9-8. Trying to sweep three games here. The boys' JVs for the Sales were victorious. The Lady Irish won the girls' game 46-28. Estes tries baseline, hit the top, blocked out by Estes. Tell you what, Adam Estes, 6-foot shooter. He can leap. He anticipates. He swatted that out of bounds. And the Irish cheering section in force, in sync, a lot of them, love that. Inbound it to Dozier. Dozier trying to back in on Richard. Can't do a kick out to Estes. Estes for three. Shot won't go. Rebound. LaRue. LaRue's put back. Won't go. Rebound Connor Richard. Now to Hayne. Hayne into front court. Now to LeConte. Anil LeConte is checked in. Up top, he goes to Darryl Galloway. He's also checked in. He travels. Sorry, I missed those substitutions. Darryl Galloway, 5'10", and junior, who was our player of the game in the Sunnyside contest with 10 points in a losing effort on Tuesday on the road. And Emile LeConte, 6'1", junior in the ball game, driving the other way. Deal gets it to Lanning. He banks it in. Lanning's got a soft touch and a quick release. He's got 4 points. 11-8, Cardinals. In the right corner goes to Hayne. Up top on the elbow. To Richard. Back to Hayne in the right corner. Pass to Richard. Goes through his hands, but he'll chase it down. Now he dribbles into the lane and collides with LaRue. That's going to be an offensive foul on Cameron Richard. So Cameron picks up his second foul. And Coach Griffin needs to keep him in the game. He's their point guard. And that'll bring up Juan Cortez off the Irish bench. Juan listed at 5'8". 5'6 would be generous. Got the pink socks and the pink shoelaces going here on Breast Cancer Awareness Night. And now to Seth Deal. Ball knocked away by LeConte. Richard picks up the loose ball. Gets it to Galloway. Wants to run. Can't get LaRue in the air. Now kick it out to Cortez. From 17, Cortez shot off the mark. Galloway goes high for the rebound and puts it back up and in. Darryl Galloway, athletic play inside. 11-10, Cardinals with a one-point lead. Estes in the front court to Dozier. Dozier up top to Estes. Now over to LaRue. Now down on the right wing to Lanning. Lanning back to LaRue, over to Estes, swing it to Deal. Deal, the right elbow kicks it back to Estes, who has to save it from going into backcourt. Now to LaRue between the circles. Shot clock at 10. LaRue, one dribble, gets it to Deal. Cortez right on the end, knocked away. Shot clock at 5. Ball knocked away. Ball's loose at half court. Estes has it. And now fouled. Oh, my goodness. Darryl Galloway pushes Estes in the chest at half court with 1 second on the shot clock, and Darryl says, that's me, I know it. So a tough foul there after the Irish played very good defense. Inbound at half court, 2. Estes goes right by Galloway, puts the shot off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Hayne. Hayne lets the defense clear. Galloway, now he gets it to Galloway. Right baseline to Richard. From 16, he's got it. Connor Richard, the 6'4 sophomore, is 2 for 2 from the field from mid-range, and the Irish have their first lead at 12-11. Lanning loses the ball out of bounds. He collides with Crystal Hall. No, that's Kara Hall. Crystal's the junior, Kara's the freshman. Galloway gets the inbound, kicks it out to Hayne on the right wing for 3. He's got it. The Irish have scored 5 in a row. They lead it 15-11. A minute to go in the first quarter. LaRue gets it to Deal, to Estes. Now to Dozier in the front court. Dozier drives in, ball stripped, gets it back, kick out to LaRue. LaRue with little 5'6 Juan Cortez on, kicks it down low to Dozier, who goes up and in over Richards. So Logan Dozier, the 6'4 senior, powers it up on the 6'4 sophomore Richards. 15-13 to Sale. Ball on the left wing, LeConte's got it. Now top to Cortez. Cortez on the drive, goes all the way up and in with the lay-in. A little 5'6" junior scores it, and the Irish are up 17-13. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. LaRue will bring it across the timeline. Ball tipped away by Brett Galloway. Loose ball, LeConte's got it. Emile into front court, gets it to Cortez on the right wing. Now passes to Richard outside the circle. 20 seconds on the game, clock in the first quarter. Shot clock is off. Galloway will now direct traffic between the circles. Right corner to Richard. Pass inside, tipped away. Galloway can't save it and out of bounds. So DeSales turns it over with 9 seconds left in the first quarter. Adam Eskill checks in for Connor Richard. Connor's had a nice first quarter with a couple of jump shots. DeSales was been down for most of the quarter, but they now have scored the last 7 points and lead it 17-13, seven of the last 9 points. Dozier drives to the basket, chance to shot, LeConte's got it, gets it to Haynes, to Cortez, he'll throw it at the basket, it's way short. So the Irish boys lead by 4 after 8 minutes, 17-13, on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Nice first quarter for Alan Griffin's guys. Coach Griffin gets 8 players in. 7 of them score. Good balance for the Irish. Connor Richard leads the Irish in scoring after one quarter of 4 points. Dalton Estes and Owen Lanning have 4 each for the Cardinals. As the Irish were down 9-8 and outscored the Cardinals 9-5 down the stretch and lead it with the ball to start the second quarter, 17-13. Galloway, Eskill, Pizzari, LeConte, and Cortez on the floor for the Irish. Juan's got it on the right wing. He'll shoot the 3 out the back iron. Won't go. Long rebound by Sterling Eastman, 5'11 senior, who's checked in. Eastman did not play in either one of the games these two teams played. They get inside to LaRue. LaRue drives down the lane and scores it. And that 6'2 sophomore can make those kind of plays. Up court to Cortez. Kick back out to Galloway. Looks at the 3, won't take it. Drives in the lane instead. Goes up strong for the shot. Collides with LaRue. And that's an offensive foul on Galloway. Good defense by Chance LaRue holding his ground inside. So the Cardinals with the ball trailing by just 2 now. DeSales shows full court pressure. And now Isaiah Shields going to check in. As Coach Griffin's bench is shorthanded, Isaiah Shields will get his first varsity action of the season, wearing number 35. Isaiah, sophomore, was about 5'8", getting rewarded for his work all season. In the front court, Dozier back to Estes. Now to LaRue from 12, off the iron won't go. Rebound, landing inside, in the left corner to Eastman. Eastman finds Logan Dozier down low, powers up on the shot, scores it. The Cardinals have scored the first 4 points of the second quarter and tie it up at 17. Logan Dozier has 4 for the Cardinals. Pizzari inside, kick out to Eskill. Back up top to LeConte. They sag way off him. Now top to Pizzari. He's at the top of the key. Sagging man-to-man defense by the Cardinals. Pizzari gets it to LeConte. Tries to drive in, cut off, kick out to Cortez for 3. And 1 Cortez hits the 3-pointer. He's got 5 points off of Coach Griffin's bench. 20-17. DeSales back in front, their 3rd 3-pointer of the game. Landing on the right baseline. Drives by us, a little reverse lane, and leaves it short. Rebound, LeConte. LeConte out to Cortez. Cortez wants to push it. Still with the dribble on the right wing, up top to Eskill. Eskill swings it to LeConte. Now left corner to Pizarro. They sag off him. Very much a sagging defense. Vasari dribbles with the right elbow, puts up the jumper, and a swish. A high arching shot for Luke Vasari. Luke's got 5 points as they gave him that shot. 22-17, 5-point lead for the Irish. Lanning hands it off to Eastman. Deep on the left wing. He'll take the three. It's off the arm. Won't go. Estes with the tip. It won't go. Fazari's got the loose ball. Luke in the front court. Pulls up from 8 feet. He's got a team foul. Luke Vasari missed 3 games in a row with illness last week. He is making up for lost time. Luke's got 7 on senior night. He's fouled by Dozier. That's Dozier's first. And the first free throw opportunity for the Irish. They lead it 24-17. So the Cardinals score the first 4 points of this quarter. But the Irish have now scored 7 in a row. A long quarter, Tez 3, back-to-back baskets by Luke Vasari, including that free throw now, and the Irish lead by 8 at 25-17. Eastman gets it to Estes. Vasari on Estes between the circles. Gives a screen from LaRue, pulls up at the elbow, Vasari on our shield on him. Now the baseline to Eastman. Double pump move down the baseline, off the glass and in. Athletic play by the 5'11 senior. Quickly up to Vasari, 12 foot on the baseline, it's way short. Eastman's got it. Eastman comes out of traffic, loses the ball out of bounds. Eastman and Vasari collided, no call. Probably a good no call. If I'd have called anything, it would have been a stiff arm offensive foul on Eastman. So the actual inbound, the crowd gets suddenly very quiet here in a packed house, breast cancer awareness night, senior night for the Irish. Pass inbound to Cortez, up top to Shield. Now over to LeConte. LeConte tries to drive, split the defense, puts a tough left-hander up off the glass. Force that one, won't go. LaRue with the rebound. LeConte dribbled into the teeth of the defense. Not a good shot. In the corner to Devin Acevedo. 5'11 sophomore checked in. He finds LaRue underneath, and LaRue puts it in. LaRue's got 4 points all in this quarter. The sales lead is down to 4. It was 8 a moment ago. 25-21. Vasari finds Estes inside. He scores an over landing. Nice pass from Vasari. Good finish by Adam Eskel, his first basket of the ball game. 27-21 Irish with the lead, 4:40 to go in the first half. Eskel slaps the ball out of bounds down in front of the training room. Connor Richard and Travis Haynes check back in as Shield and LeConte sit down. The Cardinals line those 4 players up at the foul line. They break all towards the ball this time. Eastman with the ball in the right corner. Now top to Estes. Cortez knocks it away from Estes. Estes gets it back. Now Estes will dribble between the circles, gets to LaRue. LaRue now down low on the baseline. Duke. Acevedo, he scores and he's fouled. Nice job by the Cardinals breaking down the Irish defense. Got the ball to the middle, then to the baseline. Devin Acevedo, 5'11 sophomore, did not play in the first quarter. Kane picks up the foul. And Devin Acevedo will try to complete the 3-point play. He will with the free throw. 27-24 to sales. 8-point lead is down to 3 now with 4:20 to go in the half. Vasari on the right wing drives inside. Cut off kick out to Cortez. Back up top to Haynes. Haynes for 3. Got it. Travis Haynes, second 3-pointer of the game, fourth of the game for the Irish. They lead it 30-24. Now Eastman. Eastman drives in, splits the defense with the tough left-hander up. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Lanning. Coach Tavis Crittenden asking Eastman to settle down. A little wild on the drive to the basket. 30-24 to sales up by 6, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Cortez gets it on the left wing to Vasari in front court. Vasari on the dribble drive, goes all the way in on it. Acevedo leaves it long and then slaps at Eastman on the rebound and fouls him. Luke, nice move to get by Acevedo, but way too strong on the shot and then fouled Eastman. And that's 8 fouls now on the sales. So Sterling Eastman will shoot the front end of the 1-1. First free throw opportunity of the game for the Cart. Stops the clock with 3:51 to go in the first half. Eastman misses the front end. Connor Richard with the rebound. Outlet to Vasari. Luke will walk it into front court. Acevedo on it. Luke drives down the lane, puts it up off the glass. Won't go. Haynes with the rebound and puts it in. Travis Haynes got 8 points. Luke Vasari drew the defense. Nobody left to block out Haynes. Acevedo drives baseline, goes up strong on Richard Connor, fouls him. Connor had a chance to take the charge. Instead, played the Matador defense and went for the block. Connor's second foul, and Devin Acevedo, who may completed a three-point play a moment ago from the free throw line, will shoot the front end of a one, actually a two-shot foul, as he was shooting the basketball. He hits the first one. So Acevedo has 4 points here in the second quarter. Then Miedema checks in for the Irish. 5'10 junior. And Acevedo, nice soft touch, hits both free throws. He has perfect from the line and has a field goal in the quarter. Gets to Richard in the right wing, up to Miedema. Now on the right baseline, back to Richard, up top to Eskel. Eskel, now over to Miedema. Miedema looking inside, gets it to Cortez. He splits the defense, gets it to Richard on the baseline. 8-footer off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Hain inside, he puts it in. Travis Hain has 7 in the quarter. His last 2 buckets, rebound, putback. Travis has 10 for the game here, the 5'11 senior on senior night. The sale equals their biggest lead now, 34-26. Swing to Eastman. Eastman from deep hits the 3. 34-29, DeSales lead is 5. Cortez brings it into front court. Pass the left wing to Hain. Travis to Eskel in the corner now. Eskel will fire the 3. Out the iron, won't go. Rebound, Eskel. Eskel, long outlet for Lanning. Over Eskel. Ted Lanning goes up for the shot. Eskel blocks it out of bounds. Adam Eskel is athletic. As he hustles back, they threw the pass over his head. He couldn't knock it away, but then blocked Lanning's shot. Clean. 4 players line up at the foul line. Checking in for the Cardinals, one of those players in line, Luke Alexenko, 5'8 sophomore. They break towards LaRue in the corner to Alexenko. Now top for Lanning. 2 players go for the steal. Lanning gets the ball, takes the shot, won't go. Rebound, Hain. Travis Hain owns the board. The head to Eskel. Play in. Timeout. Waitsburg Prescott. The Irish lead is at 7. Travis Hain, the rebound, the transition pass. The easy lay-in for the streaking Adam Eskel. The Irish up 36-29. And we come back with 2:19 to go in the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live. The sales up by 7, a respectable 17-point first quarter. The Irish should put up 19 here in the second quarter. The Cardinals are keeping up, though. Pass inside for Lanning. He's fouled going to the basket. The Cardinals have scored 16 in the quarter. Shoot, the Irish foul is on. Foul is on Connor Richard. Or shoot, checked at it. I saw the 1. Connor Richard's not even in the ballgame. Emil LeCon is number 31. Connor's 41. So Lanning's first free throw is off the mark. Lanning, who had 21 points in the Christmas tournament game against the Irish, 30 points in the league game on January 12th. The Irish won 75-56. The Irish have held him now to 5 points so far as he hits that second free throw. Irish lead is 6. Cortez in the lane, kicked up to Eskel. Eskel for 3 out the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped around, ball's loose. LeCon tied up on the floor, jump ball is the call. The Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy basketball. 36-30, DeSales with 6-point lead, shows full court pressure off the inbound now. Alexento go gets it to LaRue, into front court to Lanning. They break the pressure easily. Lanning goes baseline, tries to shovel it for Acevedo, slapped away by LeCon, picked off by Eskel now, and then Eastman reaches in on Eskel, and little insult to injury there as he takes an elbow or shoulder or something right in the chop and is called for the foul. Only the third foul on the Cardinals. The Irish already have committed 10 here in the first half. Richard, Galloway, Richmond, and Cesare all with two fouls. Now low to LeCott, up top to Cortez. Cortez has given Coach Griffin great minutes. He drives in, he hops, skips, jumps, travels. So Coach Griffin trying to massage the bench. Luke Cesare has been ill. His minutes will be limited, but he's made the most of them so far. He's got 8 points. Acevedo drives in, leaves it for Lanning. Lanning lays it in. Lanning's got 7. Cardinals back within 4. 36-32 Irish. LeCount has it out front. They sag off him. He drives in, kicks out to Ben Miedemann. They meet him on the drive. Wild run on the baseline. Rolls off the iron. Eastman comes out with a loose ball. Eastman in the front court now. Excuse me. Cardinals have trailed the Irish by as many as 8. They trail by 4 with the basketball now. Just inside a minute to go in the half. Alfredo pass with the elbow to Lanning. Knocked away by Eskel. Then Lanning trips up Cortez going after the loose ball. That is Lanning's first foul. No Cardinal player with more than one foul. 50.7 seconds left in the half. A high-scoring first half. Sails up 36-32. Cortez to LeCount. Up top to Haynes between the circles. Haynes had a nice second quarter with 7 points, 10 to the game. Cortez out to Eskel, little motion offense. And LeCount on the drive, kicks over to Eskel on the right wing. Finds Haynes on the back door, he passes it, lays it in. Nice two-man game. Eskel on the right wing. Haynes went down the left side of the key. Adams just lobbed it up near the basket. Haynes caught it and scored it. Travis had a nice assist to Adam earlier on the fast break. And Adam returns the favor. Irish up 38-32. Lanning shoots an 8-footer about 6 feet. Air ball out of bounds. Lanning just turned with a little baby hook and just kind of pulled the string on it. Didn't follow through, and it fell way short. So now with 10.6 seconds left in the half, the Sails a chance to play for one shot. Juan Cortez is going to let the ball roll. I'm not sure why. Alex Zinko on him. Now to Eskel. 5 on the clock. To LeCount. LeCount on the dribble drive. Forces one up in the lane, off the glass, and in, it's a buzzer. Emil LeCount through the contact, hit it off the glass, hard, it spin off the rim, hits the glass a little softer, and went back in. The Sails up 40-32 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There is a lot of confusion and controversy among the public concerning what to feed our pets. But no matter which brand or type of food you choose, there are two things you need to look for on the packaging. First, look for a food that is described with the words complete and balanced. Next, choose a pet food that has been tested in actual feeding trials. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Hi, I'm Bridget Lyons, Senior Class Treasurer at DeSales Catholic High School. It is a great honor for me to share with you an opportunity for you to help our class with our gift to DeSales. We are installing a glorious retractable American flag on the ceiling of the Irish Gymnasium in loving memory of First Lieutenant Matthew Vasari, who paid the ultimate sacrifice while defending our country last summer in Afghanistan. If you have any questions, please call me at DeSales at 525-3030, or you can mail your donation to DeSales at 919 East Sumac, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back at the half of a high-scoring, entertaining boys basketball game and entertaining the Irish fans here and the Waitsburg-Prescott Jubilee fans here at the half. The Wahai dance team and a member of that dance team, Jordan Dean, a DeSales freshman, participating on the Wahai dance team, and they're doing a great job entertaining the fans here at the half. And the Irish boys' offense and more offense, they outscore the Cardinals 17-13 in the first quarter and 23 points in the second quarter for a total of 40. They outscore the Cardinals 23-19 in the second quarter. Emil LeConte, drive in the lane, little fadeaway, banks it in at the buzzer to get the Irish to the 40 points at the half. Well, the Irish girls clinched at least a tie for the Southeast 2B Conference in the girls' half of this doubleheader with a 46-28 win. Well, then when we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. December was one of our best sales months in our history, and as a result, we are loaded with lots of clean, locally owned trades. We are also experiencing some of the lowest interest rates in history, which makes now a great time to upgrade your vehicle. Like a 2004 Toyota Corolla, locally owned, only 23,000 original miles. Or a 07 Toyota Highlander Hybrid, ready for winter and great gas mileage. Lots more to choose from. See us online or in the showroom. Abagin Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
There was no single event. It was more gradual. You know, eventually you just don't go one Sunday, and then you don't go two Sundays in a row. Then went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish band entertained the fans, and the Lady Irish were, I guess, entertaining is one way to describe it. They hit the 46-28 win, and Tim Duncan, as I turned his microphone up, laughing. Again, you get the win. And, you know, we were driving home from Sunnyside the other night. The girls losing two games in a row for the first time all season. We were curious how they would respond. A 46-28 win. It clinched at least a tie for the league title, but it wasn't always pretty, but you're impressed with the contest.
Well, I thought our energy level was good, particularly at the defensive end. I thought we did a good job of pressuring them in the full court. There were a couple breakdowns defensively in the first half. They got a couple backdoor lay-ins. But I thought overall defensively, I thought it was a pretty good effort on our part. And that's where you kind of find out where, you know, if you're ready to play the defensive end. And, you know, we didn't execute always very well offensively. But, you know, we had some girls step up, knock some shots down at crucial times, just kind of open it up for us a little bit. Overall, it was not pretty, but, you know, sometimes it's not going
to
be.
Right, yeah, the 25 turnovers really kept you getting from any kind of offensive rhythm. But it was neat to see your two freshmen, Emily Baumgart and Teresa Acock, come in that first quarter and bang, 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 they hit 3 3-pointers.
Yeah.
Teresa hit a couple late in the game as well. Then Alyssa Mujek, I really thought she kind of had that fire in her eyes. You know, this ball game, she was battling for post position, maybe not effectively, but she was battling.
No, she was. She really was. You know, the only disappointment I have with Allison is she just can't get it into her head that she's got to protect the ball when she goes up for her shot. By the same token, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I don't know how a six-footer can get so many shots blocked, and yet a six-footer can't block a 5'3" guard shot. Something's wrong there, and I know it has nothing to do with Allison. So,
well, hopefully she'll get it going, and Abby Crowley, another solid effort with the 6 rebounds for the defense. But good effort for your girls. Now we go up to Fulton and try to win the conference title outright.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tough one. I really, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason they're in the position they're in, I still athletically believe that they're as the best team other than us in the league. For whatever reason, they just don't play their best basketball against some teams that I think they could have beat. You know, we'll see how they play us tomorrow.
They'll play a top up at a stroke.
Absolutely. Sure,
with the big title on the line, they're trying to get that third seed. Coach, Derek's been player of the game.
Teresa Acock.
Teresa, she listened to her coach. He said, you are in there to shoot the ball tonight. She did for 3 3-pointers.
Yep.
Okay, Coach, see you tomorrow on the stroke.
Okay, Mike, thank you.
Okay, Lady Irish. Head Coach Tim Duncan on the senior night with the sports coat and on breast cancer awareness with the hot pink tie, and the Lady Irish get the 46-28 win. Well, the DeSales boys are hot offensively, 40 points already here at halftime. They lead it 40-32. We'll be back with halftime stats and second half action on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40 years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the best electrical contractor in the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named the best of the best for the past several years, and they've been certified by Underwriters Laboratories to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today at 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com puts all things Catholic at your fingertips. Like the universal and worldwide nature of the Catholic Church herself, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is also universal and worldwide, providing links to literally tens of thousands of Catholic-oriented websites on the World Wide Web. Visit OurCatholicNeighborhood.com and see for yourself how this dynamic new website enables and enhances relationships between Catholics on a local, national, and international level. OurCatholicNeighborhood.com, revealing the breadth and the depth of the Catholic Church in our world.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
So of all the points on the board, it's understandable that the shooting percentages are impressive. Waitsburg Prescott, 13 for 26, 50%. The Irish have shot only 44%, which is very good. Not as good as 50%, but the Sales have taken 10 more shots. They are 16 of 36, including 3 of 11 on 3-point field goals. Travis Hayne leads all scores with 12 points. Luke Cesari has 8. They'll swing it around will the Irish to start the second half to Cameron Richmond, whose three is long. Rebound Seth Deal for the Cardinals. Cardinals were led to scoring by Owen Lanning, 7 points. Hit inside to LaRue. His shot won't go. Rebound Travis Hayne. Hayne is having another very solid game. Leads the Irish in scoring. He's rebounded. He's had some nice assists, and now have a whistle and a foul on Dalton Estes as Cameron Richmond was on the drive. The Cardinals committed only 4 first-half fouls, 10 fouls on the Irish. Richard, Galloway, Richmond, and Pizzari all have 2. The Irish are 2 of 2 from the free throw line. The Cardinals are 4 of 6. Luke Pizzari will inbound to Cameron Richmond. He'll shoot the 3 over Eastman. It's off the ammo and go. Rebound Lanning. Lanning gets it to Eastman. They'll come into front court now. Richmond on Eastman between the circles. Now right wing to Lanning. Lanning up top to Deal. Swing it to Eastman on the left wing. Richmond right on him. looking for someone to pass it up top. Now to Lanning between the circles. Lanning to the elbow, gets it in for LaRue, slapped away by Richard. Loose ball picked out of there by Pizarro. Luke goes the other way, Fields pushing him, and he fouls him. But the Cardinals committed only four fouls the whole first half. They've committed two in the first minute and 1 second of the third quarter. Luke Pizarro inbound under the Irish basket in front of the Irish bench now, down to my left in the second half. Eskel with it on the left wing, left corner Pizarro, left wide open for three, out the arm on go, follows his own shot, tipped by Eskel, loose ball picked out there by the Cardinals, here comes Lanning. And on the front court to Deal between the circles, nobody's picking up Deal, now Pizarro will, out top to Lanning, Lanning goes baseline, cut off by Eskel, good defense by Adams. Lanning, who has 21 and 30 points in two previous games against the Irish, being held in check somewhat, has seven right now. But he is an offensive-minded player, he's got on the right wing now. Pops it down low to LaRue. Hayne reaches in and fouls him. LaRue, the 6'2 sophomore, who goes about probably 185, physical kid underneath, used his body well. Hayne with the foul. Inbounded landing on the right wing. Pass inside, knocked away by Eskel. To Hayne, back to Eskel. Eskel loses it right to Richard, who shovels to Richmond, who goes up for a wild shot, won't go. That was wild from start to finish. The defense was good, but the rest of it not so good. And then Eastman loses his balance and steps out of bounds. So both teams a little ragged there. A couple turnovers. Irish will inbound it. Neither team has scored here in the second half. Irish lead at 40-32. Left corner to Hayne. They leave him open for three. He'll take it, and he'll hit it. Travis Hayne caught it. Nobody came out on him, so he launched that high-arching shot. The senior, Travis Hayne, with 15 points on senior night here at DeSales. Eastman deep on the right wing. The Irish have their biggest lead of the game, 11 points now, as they score first here in the second half and lead it 43-32. Deal down low for Dozier, out of bounds, as Dozier was leaning in to the key with Richard on his back, and they passed it out of bounds. Coach Crittenden, first-year head coach, Tavis Crittenden, having a frustrated season. The Cardinals are 4-14, but they did win on Tuesday at Maca. It's been a frustrating year for the Cardinals. Richmond up top to Eskel. Eskel for three off the arm won't go. Rebound at LaRue. All black shirts on the board. To Eastman. Eastman bringing it to front court. Cardinals cannot make the postseason, so they're just playing out the string this weekend. They'll finish up tomorrow night hosting Walla Walla Valley Academy for their senior night. They dump it down low to LaRue. He powers up and puts it in. Dance LaRue's got 6 points. In the key lane goes Richmond. Kick out to Hayne, and Hayne hits the three from the left corner. Travis Hayne has 18. His 4 3-pointer of the game. Lanning loses the dribble, shovels it to Dozier in the left corner. Back to Lanning on the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Cut off, gets it to Eastman. Deep three for Eastman. He's got it. Sterling Eastman did not play in either one of the early games between these two teams. The 5'11 senior has 8 points now on a couple three-pointers and a two. 46-37, Irish lead by 19, though. Not by 19, by 9. I'm off there. Richmond with the ball. Richard with the ball on the baseline. Shoots an air ball, and here come the Cardinals the other way. Connor had a couple early jumpers, but that one was way off. Through with a wild lay-in attempt. Doesn't find the mark. Richmond with the rebound. He pushes it hard the other way, all the way in the lane. Kick out to Hayne in the left corner now to Pizarro. Pizarro hits the three. The seniors like that left corner down there by the locker room hallway. Pizarro, a rainbow three, the third three-pointer of the quarter for the Irish. They lead at 49-37. Lanning, a little crossover in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound, Hayne. Hayne gets it out to Pizarro. Pizarro to Richmond. Richmond goes strong into front court, and he's fouled. Will earn free throw. The Sales putting the pressure on the Cardinals here, and Coach Tavis Crittenden has seen enough. He's got five players coming to the scorer's table. Lanning's first foul. I had him for one. I must have missed one somewhere. So the Sales has outscored the Cardinals 9-5, make it 10-5 as Richmond makes the free throw. So five fresh players for the Cardinals. And Emil LeConte checks in for DeSales as Haskell comes out. I'll get the Cardinal players after the Richmond free throw. Connor Cameron hits them both. I don't know why I get Connor Richard Cameron Richmond all mixed up all the time. Now Daryl Galloway checks in for Richmond. Cameron sits down with 5 points. The Irish are a perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line in this ballgame. Cardinals are 4-6. Pass in front court to Kyle Dozier, and he's tied up by Luke Pizzari, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And Alan Griffin stomps his foot, walks the other way, gritting his teeth, not liking that. And he'll stomp away again. And Alan's wearing out the green paint there, and he's going to check. And Estes with it now. He drives in. Dalton shots blocked. Foul called on Connor Richard. Connor getting the eye from Bill Boggs. Got to make sure he's not trying to show up the official. Connor's third foul. Dalton, that's his first free throw, is off the mark. Eskel and Richmond check in. Pizzari and... That was Pizzari's third foul when I was describing Coach Griffin's antics on the sideline, controlling himself. Estes misses both free throws, hanging with the rebound. So Estes, Alexenko now, Galloway goes the other way, goes up strong, and collides with the Cardinals. Kyle Dozier, who picks up the foul, and good job by Daryl Galloway attacking the basket. Daryl will shoot 2 free throws. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Irish up 51-37. They've taken a 8-point halftime lead and opened it up to 14 points. Galloway misses the first free throw. So Estes, Acevedo, Alexenko, Roy Ebong, 5'7 seniors in the game. Missed shot by Galloway, rebounded by Lacan. His putback won't go. Esco gets the loose ball. Now he'll pass it out top to Cameron Richmond. Richmond will try to drive, can't get anything going, gets to Hayne, now to Galloway. Daryl dribbles between the legs, now backs up between the circles, now left wing to Hayne, up top to Lacan, now to Richmond. Richmond back to the basket at the foul line, now up top to Eskel. Eskel to Galloway. Galloway, down low to Eskel on the baseline, will fade away over Dozier, won't go, rebound tipped around, Galloway is up with it, puts it up strong up at last, still will go. Now, Lacan's got it, he misses. Galloway keeps it alive. Acevedo finally corrals it. Sale's got a lot of chances. Love the effort on the offensive boards. No finish, though. Ebon, will shake and bake move on the baseline. Pass out top to Dozier. Swing to Alexenko. He'll fire the 3-inch short. Rebound Galloway. Long outlet to Hayne behind the defense. Alexenko shadows him. Hayne lays it in. 20 points for Travis Hayne. 53-37. Travis having a great night on senior night here at DeSale. Baseline pass to Acevedo. He falls to the ground. Galloway collided with him. And I think one official's got a travel call. Yep, they call traveling. As Acevedo was falling down, and Galloway kind of just was running by, and as Acevedo was falling, inadvertent contact there. Good call by the officials. Of course, I'm a little biased. Galloway dribbles to the foul line, now picks up his dribble at the top of the key. Now Hayne with it, with Estes right on him, trying to slow down the hot senior Travis Hayne. Swing to Galloway. Galloway fires a 3. It's an air ball right to Estes. Now Dalton will bring it into front court for the Cardinals. 1:45 to go, third quarter. DeSales up by 16, 53-37. Acevedo on the drive. Can't the shot, gets his own rebound. Has the ball slapped away, dives to save it, goes out of bounds. Good hustle by Devin Acevedo. Then he throws the ball over near the bench, and the official gives him a little look. No technical foul called there, but they were thinking about it. Good drive by Devin Acevedo. We got a timeout on the floor. Oh, no, wait. They blew the whistle like they're calling timeout. No, Acevedo fell hard, so he's shaking up. That's what they're letting him get out of the game, and Chance LaRue is going to check back in. 1:36 to go in the third quarter. Sales up 53-37. The Travis Hayne show all game long, especially here in the third quarter, as he has 8 of the Irish's 13 third quarter points. Sales leads it by 16 with the basketball. Backdoor cut to Haney. He lays in. Daryl Galloway just dribbles the ball on the right wing. Caught Dalton Estes looking at him. Haney cut behind Estes and lays it in. 10 in the quarter, 22 for the game, and Dozier gets himself in the air. He travels. 55-37. The Sales has opened up an 18-point lead on the Cardinals. Outscoring Wadeford Prescott by 10 points here so far in the third quarter. And now Coach Tavis Crittenden will put a fresh group back in the ballgame as Coach Crittenden go into the five-man substitution. Eastman, Lanning, Deal, LaRue, and Logan Dozier back in the ballgame for the Cardinals. Juan Cortez, who checked in, drives, kicks the corner to Galloway, up top to Richmond. He'll fire the deep three out there and won't go. Rebound LaRue. Through outlet to Lanning. Lanning at half court, picks up the dribble, now pass to Deal on the right wing. Now to Lanning at the top of the key. He drives down, splits the defense, and lays it in. Owen Lanning's first pass of the second half. He's got 9. The Irish lead is 16 points. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Up top to Hayne. He'll shoot the 3. He's got it. Travis Hayne. Beautiful rotation on the arching shot. His 5th three-pointer of the game. He's got 13 in the quarter. 25 for the game. 18 seconds to go in the third. Hayne steals it away from Lanning. Travis Hayne. Boy, he's going to need a couple Dairy Queen certificates here on senior night. 58-39, the Irish up with 9 by 19, now just 5 seconds to go in the quarter. I'm not sure if the Irish realize it. Cortez will throw up a tough 3 off the glass at the buzzer. But the Travis Hayne show in the third quarter. The Sales leads it 58-39 here on senior night on 100.7 FM KHSS.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0000.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
So the Sales boys putting it on the Cardinals in the third quarter. And the main man, Travis Hayne, the 5'11 senior, 13 points in the quarter out of the 18 for the Irish as they outscore the Cardinals 18-7 in the quarter and have a significant 58-39 lead. 19-point advantage with 8 minutes left. The Irish on a roll in conference play. They knocked off first-place Tri-City Prep here last Friday, 40-36. Beat Dayton on the road last Saturday. Went up and lost to Sunnyside Christian on Tuesday, and they're back on track tonight. Eastman gets it down low to LaRue. LaRue scores it. LaRue's got 8. Cardinals have been decent offensively, but they have no answer for Travis Hayne. Up top now to Eskel. Now over to Connor Richard. Richard, Galloway, Eskel, Hayne, and Pizzari on the floor here in the fourth quarter for the Irish. They get it to Hayne on the right wing. Up top to Galloway. Darrell, little head fake, pulls up from 15. Off the iron, will go. Rebound. Hayne puts it up and in. Travis Hayne caught it, stayed in the air, and put it in. Travis Hayne having a career night on senior night, 27 points, 60-41 to Sales. What good leadership by Travis Hayne. Couldn't happen to a nicer kid, good guy. He's just so unassuming and expressionless with the face out there, just playing very well. LaRue with his back to the basket, kicks out to Deal. Deal for 3. Out there and won't go. Long rebound. Galloway's got it on the rush. He's up the left side. Gets it to Pizzari. Pizzari, little three-footer on the side. Scores it. Darrell Galloway so fast. Galloway, or Pizzari's got 10, and there's an over-and-back violation. as Deal throws it to Dozier. The wheels coming off for the Cardinals in the second half. It was 17-13 Irish after one quarter, 40-32 at the half, and the Irish now blowing out the Cardinals, leading it by 21 with the basketball, 62-41. Eskel in the left corner with it. Now dribbles towards the top of the key. Looking right, now back to the left wing to Fazari, up top to Galloway. To Fazari, left corner goes to Eskel. Eskel with Deal on him, up top now Galloway. Back to Eskel on the give and go. Ball knocked away, Haynes got it. Kick out to Richard. Richard puts the ball on the floor. Goes a strong shot. The glass won't go. Boy, that was physical. No call. Pass up front to LaRue. LaRue and Fazari collide. LaRue falls out of bounds. Foul on Luke Fazari. And I think that's four on Luke. And I'll say this in a mean way, but it might be fitting for Luke Fazari to foul out on senior night. Luke doesn't want to come out of the ball game. He's saying, why, coach? Luke's got to get those emotions under control. Give him a little break. Lacan checks in for him. Up top to Eskel. Deep three won't go. Rebound to Eskel. He outlets it to Galloway. Galloway, Richmond, Connors, Cameron has just checked back in. He passes, goes to left elbow, now left corner to Hayne. Up top to Richmond. Now to Lacan. To Galloway. Galloway dribbles around the horn to the left wing. Now left corner to Hayne for three. Got it. Travis Hayne is just toying with Dalton Estes. He acted like he was going to run through under the basket. Estes sagged off him. He stepped back out behind the arc. They hit him with the pass. Hayne hits it. Shot missed by Deal the other way. Hayne has 30 points. Irish up 65-41. Galloway kicks out to Hayne. Hayne for three off the iron. Won't go. Lacan with the rebound. Gets it to Hayne off his legs out of bounds. Well, Travis shows he's human tonight. Missed the three, and then he was streaking to the basket for what would have been an easy lay-in, but had it go between his hands and out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. DeSales up 65-41. 30 points for Travis Hayne. What a night. 5:11 to go when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSM.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and I thought it was a minute timeout, but it was only a 30-second timeout. Waitsburg turns it over while we are away on a hard pass that went through the hands of Chance LaRue. Now Darryl Galloway in the front court. Up top to Travis Hayne between the circles. Left swing to Yaniel Lacant. Now to Connor Cameron Richmond driving the basket. He's fouled by Lannon. 65-41 to sale. The offense has been there all game long. Coach Griffin's guys getting hot at the right time. Very close to their third straight conference win. They did lose on the road at Sunnyside Christian. The number two-ranked team in the Class 1B classification. Lanning, they call that foul LaRue. Richmond hits the free throw. Cameron shoots so well from the free throw line. The 5'11 sophomore, 4-for-4 from the line, has 6 points. Second free throw's off the back iron, and I jinxed him. Won't go. Rebound, Acevedo. Acevedo gets in front court to Deal. So the Cardinals won on this floor 55-52 in the Christmas tournament. The Irish going to get them in league play. And off. Well, I don't know if he called out a dunk. It was not a dunk shot. He stole it. He went. He lost it as he went up. but he lost it above the rim, dropped it in, and hung on the rim on the way down. So Cameron pretty happy with himself. He's high-fiving. Even the Wasteford players are like, going, okay. But Cameron shows the athletic ability. That will be the discussion now. Was it a dunk shot? I'm going to say no. He lost it on the way up. It dropped in. He came down and grabbed the rim. Got it on film. They can study that later. But it was impressive either way. 68-41 to Sales with the lead. 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. Hopefully Cameron will get a clean one before his career is over. Who knows? Maybe before the night's over. He gets to LaRue or Acevedo on the baseline, throws it away. Richmond's got the loose ball. He's stripped and fouled in backcourt. That was on LaRue, his second, and Coach Griffin will send Luke Pizzari back in the ballgame. The senior, very competitive, wanted back. He didn't want to come out. And so Coach Griffin's going to honor his senior player's request. And Travis Haynes going to sit down. The crowd says, come on. Haynes going to sit down with 30 points. Inbound to Cameron Richard goes off his hand, but Cortez has got it. Now he's going to race the other way and try to pass behind the sack, but it goes off the hip. Oh, they say off the hip of Juan Cortez. That was a play that kind of had disaster written all over it all the way up the sideline. So the Irish turn it over. 3:44 to go in the ballgame. DeSales up 68-41. Try to keep this rolling out of Soton tomorrow night. Girls will tip off at 5, followed by the boys. Inside Acevedo to Dozier. Dozier, the sophomore, shot won't go. Rebound Lanning inside. He puts it in. Lanning's in double figures with 11 points, but they get it to Luke Pizzari. He loses the handle as he tries to scoop. Shot won't go. Saves it in bounds and right to Kyle Dozier. Not sure what Luke had in mind there on that shot. Get down to Deal. Deal, little shot on the baseline, won't go. Rebound Lanning. Lanning shot blocked by Connor Richards. Connor Richards. I might have to have a talk with my nephew about the excessive emotion he shows. He thinks he blocks everything. Third foul on, or actually fourth foul on Connor. That will send Owen Lang to the free throw line. He actually done a pretty good job on Lanning. He's got 11 points. But keep in mind, he had 21 and 30 points the last two teams signed the team's play. Lanning hits the first free throw. Isaiah Scheel checks in for Cameron Richmond, Irish sophomore up off the junior varsity squad. Lanning misses the second free throw. Rebound inside by LaRue. LaRue puts it up and in on the inbound. Get the other way to Connor Richards. Connor Richards scores. He's got 6, 70-46 to Sales. They're putting up the offense tonight. Let's look at their biggest offensive asset. Their first game of the season, they scored 81 in beating Riverside Christian, 81-74. Riverside Christian is ranked in the top 10 in the 1B classification. The Sales have some wins over some pretty good ball clubs. Coach Griffin's got his guys playing much better this year after winning only 4 games last year. The Irish are going to win their 10th one tonight. The foul on Juan Cortez on Kyle Dozier's drive. And Dozier, they're going to say it's a shooting foul. Dozier. No, it's a 1-on-1. And the Cardinals stepped in late, and that's a violation, so Dozier won't get a chance to shoot the free throw. And now Ben Miedema is going to check in for Luke Pizzari. Luke never wants to come out of the ball game. You got to appreciate that. He'll sit down. Just to play another day. Good senior night for the Irish seniors, especially Travis Hayne with the 30 points. Galloway, Cortez, Miedema. They're watching Galloway dribble around out there. Gets it off to Cortez, up top to Richmond. Now to Miedema on the right wing. Miedema drives and he's fouled by LaRue. So Ben Miedema, who normally does not suit up for varsity games, but Riley Roach is ill. And Matt Moore, another Irish senior, not here tonight due to religious commitments. So Miedema will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. That is LaRue's third foul. Miedema misses the first one. 2:26 to go in the ball game. Emil Lacoste checks in for Connor Richards. And Rory Ebong, 5'7 senior, checks in for the Cardinals. And Needham misses both. Long, high rebound. LaRue controls it to Acevedo. Acevedo gets it to Kyle Dozier. So Owen Lanning and Chance LaRue, the only starters on the floor for either Italian team. Gio with the strip and the steal. His head's the other way. And we got a foul on Isaiah Gio. Isaiah had a shot at a lay-in in his first varsity basket. And Coach Tom Beyer says, calm down, Mr. Griffin. As Tom Beyer, he's halfway to the tee. He likes to ring guys up, and he just did it. And so I could tell Byers had that look in his eye. He likes to, I should say likes to, but he's not afraid to ring up. So Waitsburg Prescott, Jubilee Christian Academy will choose their free throw shooter. Davis Christen makes the decision. It's going to be Devin Acevedo. Good choice. Sophomore is 3-for-3 from the line tonight. So we've seen a little of this, a little of that, but mostly Travis Hayne, 30 points tonight on senior night. Cameron Richmond, a wannabe dunk shot. And now a technical foul on Coach Griffin. Acevedo hits the first free throw. He hits them both. 7 points for Acevedo. 70-48. And now Kyle Dozier will shoot the front end of the... Well, it should be a two-shot. Well, okay. They're going to get the ball, so I guess the one-on-one is a moot point. He hits the first one. So Kyle Dozier gets in the scorebook, misses the second. Now Waitsburg will get the ball. So they shoot 4 free throws and will get the basketball. Fortunately for the Irish, they have a 21-point cushion with 2:10 to go. The Sales heading into last weekend. Was 2-4 in conference play. They're going to finish this night at 5-4 in conference play, getting hot at the end of the season. Landing on the baseline. Shot won't go. It's an air ball, but right to Acevedo. Acevedo on the drive. Got a whistle and a foul. He and Shield collide. That's going to be a foul on Isaiah Shield. Now we'll send the soft free throw shooting. Devin Acevedo is 5-for-5 at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. 7 points for Acevedo, 1 field goal and 5 free throws. Now the officials discussing whether it's a 1-on-1 or a 2-shot foul. Better should be a 1-on-1. He was not shooting. Okay, the technical count is a team foul, they say. So I think they're trying to say that should be 10, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes. So it should be 10 fouls. Well, so Acevedo's going to shoot the first one and miss it. Officials got that one right. Credit them for game management. Technical foul is a team foul. That rule changed a few years ago. So 10 fouls on the Irish means 2 free throws automatically for Devin Acevedo, and he hits the second one. Darryl Galloway will walk it into front court inside 2 minutes to go, get the screen from Lacoste now to meet him up, back to Galloway, knocked away. Ebong's got the loose ball. Ebong into front court to Lanning. Lanning puts the shoulder down, and he's fouled by Isaiah Shield. Isaiah, he's... got that red hair, and the officials find him. I thought he was standing there. He took it pretty good, but they don't give him credit for it. I think the officials aren't going to give the Irish much credit foul-wise here late in the game. So Shield picks up his third. Lanning completes a 3-point play. He's going to score 6 in the quarter, now 15 for the game, but the Irish well in control here, up 70-53. Galloway drives in, passes out to the wing. Nobody's there. Out of bounds. Darryl thought Ben Miedema would be there, but he wasn't. 10.5 left. Kyle Dozier with Juan Cortez shadowing him. The Sales will travel to Asotin tomorrow, try to keep the good luck going on the road against the Panthers. Basotin, one of three teams with a chance to finish in first place in the league heading into this weekend's play. Ebong with a high arching shot won't go. The Irish have a rebound come the other way. Galloway uses a screen from Cortez. Gets the top of the key back to Cortez. Juan, hesitation, gets in the lane, kick out to Lacan. Acevedo sags off in left top to Galloway. Galloway dribbles it off his foot, but goes right to Cortez. Now Juan in the lane, puts a little run up, and scores it. Juan Cortez has 7 points. We're inside a minute to go. The Irish up 72-53. Well, they're not going to get up to 81, but a very good offensive effort for the Irish as they are on a roll. They've won three of their last four games, all three of the wins in league play. Ebong on the drive. He lays it in. Long pass up for Toshio behind the defense, and he's fouled hard, and that is a cheap shot foul by Chance LaRue. There's no place for that. That's how the coach and he's coming out. Lanning had him low. LaRue had him high. Now LaRue continues the I'm not going to say much, but he gives a smile and two thumbs up to the fans. And anyway, I'm a long ways away from it, but I don't think that was definitely legit. So LaRue picks up his fourth foul as they high-low shield on the breakaway lay-in. So they're going to take Lanning or LaRue out and put in Eastman. And so Isaiah Scheel will try to get his first varsity basket. He sinks it in. The crowd likes that. Got the green socks, the pink shoelaces here on Breast Cancer Awareness Night. And Isaiah will try to make them both, and he misses the second one. The Irish will get the ball, so we've had a technical foul, an intentional foul. We've had five player substitutions by a frustrated coach, Tavis Crittenden. We've had 30 points from Travis Hayne, who's been sitting most of this fourth quarter. For a while, he was within striking distance of outscoring the Cardinals. In the corner, Scheel, and Scheel hits the three. Isaiah Scheel off the inbound. Hits the three-point field goal, 75-55 to Sale. Dozier, pass out top the landing, knocked away, saved by Galloway to Cortez, into front court to Lacoste. Lacoste will pass it to Scheel, and Isaiah Scheel shows good sportsmanship there. Could have took another three, held onto the ball. The Sale wins it by 20. We'll be back with a happy total on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia!
Bazzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Total Comfort Solutions and Lennox wants to save you money. For a limited time only, receive up to $4,200 in rebates and credits.
That's right, up to $4,200.
This amazing deal is only good until February 15th on qualifying Lennox heating and cooling systems. So call Total Comfort Solutions today to save money. Appointments are limited, so call Total Comfort Solutions right now at 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here on a festive occasion all the way around. Breast Cancer Awareness Night, a lot of pink in the gym. Senior night, always a memorable evening for the senior players, their parents, and the Walla Walla Catholic Schools family. And the Irish get a clean sweep of three games in the gym. The DeSales JV boys won. The Lady Irish won 46-28 to clinch at least a tie for the Southeast 2B Conference title. And the Irish boys have now won three of their last four games, most importantly, three in a row in conference play with a 75-55 win over Waitsburg Prescott. Offense for the Irish all game long. They outscored the Cardinals 17-13 in the first quarter. Then Travis Payne, after 1 3-pointer in the first quarter, went off in the second quarter for a 3-pointer and 3 2-point field goals for 9 points in the quarter, which was just a preview of what was going to happen in the second half. The Irish outscored the Cardinals 23-19 in the high-scoring second quarter to lead at 40-32 at the half. The Sales doubled up that 8-point lead quickly in the third quarter. Travis Payne would score 13 points in that third quarter. The Sales outscores the Cardinals 18-7 to blow it open, 58-39 going into the final 8 minutes. Coach Griffin, all game long, able to put a lot of players in the ball game, never missing a beat offensively. The Irish score 17 more points in the fourth quarter, and it's a 16 for the Cardinals to win by 20, 75-55. We'll be back with the individual totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live, and Alan Griffin, always very gracious to visit us. It's a nice visit, Coach Griffin, a 20-point win, and, you know, we visited off the air, and I was just sitting here thinking about this, watching all the happy fans. Last year, a tough season, four wins all year, And now we've got a chance to go up to Asotin and win our fourth straight league game. Your guys are 10-9. Great work all season long. A nice way to wrap up the home portion of the schedule.
Yeah, it's, I mean, all you said is just, it's, as I sit back and reflect on where we started at this season, you know, we hoped to, we wanted to do better than the year before. We want to get better every day. And these guys are working so incredibly hard from, I mean, the seniors are leading. The juniors are following their lead. The sophomores are in line to do even better things. So it's just been, it's really been one of those seasons thus far. I know we still have some playing because it's been one of those seasons where you could, where anything that happens now is, it's bonus. I mean, it's going to be, it's a good season so far, but we want to accomplish a little bit more.
Yeah, you hear me say this lots of the football players out the game. We're happy,
but not
don't
content.
Be satisfied.
No. Right.
There's still some things to do. I mean, we got the district tournament cut up.
Yeah.
Definitely got the players hot at the right time. Now, obviously, Travis Hayne, the 5'11 senior, 30 points, that, you know, rebounding, passing, defense, he was the total package tonight. So that's obvious. But when I look up down our score sheets, everybody you put in the ballgame tonight did a great job. Just talk about your team's performance tonight specifically.
Yeah, and, again, I really like to hear you say that because that's what we try to do. We play our best when everybody's involved. We literally preach unity and playing as a team, knowing that we don't have any prolific scores, even though Travis had 30 tonight. But
prolific tonight,
we don't have, you know, we've got a bunch of committed guys that will just go out and work their butt off. And when you have that in the kind of offensive system that we have, you're going to get a lot of guys, a lot of different guys in the scoring column. And that it makes it, A, difficult to cover, difficult to guard, but it even makes it difficult to scout. I mean, when we scout, when I scout, I like to see who the scorers are first, who a team's trying to get the ball to, and you can't really find that on our team. We hit the open guy. If the open guy is hot, we can do some things to continue to get him the ball, but we're just getting the ball to open guys, and they're knocking down shots, and Travis hit some very key ones tonight, shooting relaxed, and just really – really played well, just cleaned up the glass, did a tremendous job rebounding. Just a great game by him and others.
Yeah, 30 points. And he'll, you talk about scouting. He's going to be a marked man now because people can read the paper. But the nice thing for you, coach, is you got a lot of other guys you can go to. Now, I'm going to let you go ahead and name the Dairy Queen player of the game, then I'm going to ask you a question.
Well, I can't give it to anyone but Travis.
Yeah,
his overall play tonight.
All the no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Cameron Richmond's, I'll call it an attempt at a dunk shot. How did you guys score that? I know how he's going to score it.
He'll call it a dunk.
Yeah.
And it'll get better every time he tells the story, but that's not a dunk.
No,
it's a layup and he grabbed the rim on the way down.
That's how I described it. But I'm sure that's not how he'll think about it.
No.
But Mr. Mignoggi next to me said, I've got it on tape. So, but regardless, Cameron will go to his grave thinking that was a dunk shot. But an athletic play, it's fun to talk about that in a winning atmosphere. We get a clean sweep tonight. The JV team wins their game, and the girls' varsity win. You guys win. So, fun trip up to Asotin. Good luck in the postseason.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll head up to Asotin tomorrow. Coach Griffin, always very gracious, visiting. Easy choice tonight. Travis Hayne, 30 points. And it wasn't just the 30 points. As Coach Griffin and I both said, he's got those long arms. He plays good defense. He's got nice assists. He had some rebound putbacks. Travis Hayne, the total package for the 5'11 senior on the senior night with the 30 points. Well, the Irish boys go to 5-4 in conference play, 10-9 on the regular season. They are guaranteed at least a 500 record in the regular season and see if they can get the hot streak, keep it going at Asotin tomorrow night. Asotin, a big game tonight at Tri-City Prep on the road. Asotin at 6-2, Tri-City Prep at 5-3. Walla Walla Valley Academy at 7-2. Those teams are the top of the conference. But the DeSales boys, arguably the hottest team, well, you can't really argue it. They've won 3 conference games in a row. But the Irish are sneaking up. They've guaranteed a fourth-place finish and a play-in game to try to get to the district tournament. And if things fall right this weekend, the Irish boys could move as high as third place. Well, that's going to about do it. The Irish girls win it 46-28. Our Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side, Teresa Acock, with those 9 points. And I get a little chuckle to myself. The coach in me comes out. I was interviewing Kim Duncan at halftime of the boys' game. The If you didn't hear it, and I commented that Allison Wujek, the 6-foot senior junior, seemed to have the fire in her eyes and playing a little physical, and the coach always wanting his players to do something better, chose to talk about the things that Allison needs to get better at, and the coach and me just chuckled to myself. Allison played well. All the kids played well. There's always something you can do better. Teresa Acock got better tonight. Coach Duncan said, you're in the game to shoot the three and get it up quick. She did tonight for 3 3-pointers. The girls go to 8-1 in the conference, clinch at least a tie for the Southeast 2B Conference Championship. They go to 14-4 overall. Waitsburg's girls fall to 4-5 in the conference and 8-11 in overall. For the Sales boys, with a 75-55 win, down early, 9-8, then one on a run and never looked back in the 20-point win, 75-55. 5-4 the Irish in conference, 10-9 overall. The Cardinals, the Waitsburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy boys playing out the string here in the final weekend. Now 1-8 and 4-15 on a tough season for the Cardinal boys under first-year head coach Tavis Crittenden. Well, congratulations to Teresa Acock and Travis Hain, our Dairy Queen players of the game. Great job at the studio, as always, by Dan. Thank you for listening. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. Please remember the Senior Class Project, raising funds for the retractable flag that will come down from half court as a senior class gift in memory of First Lieutenant Matt Pizzari, the 2005 DeSales graduate who was killed in Afghanistan last summer. Again, if you want to donate to that project, you can call DeSales at 525-3030, or you can just send in a donation at to DeSales at 919 East Sumac Street here in Walla Walla. Good night. To finish things up here on Senior Night, everybody wins. And we'll head to Asotin tomorrow. The girls will tip off at 5 o'clock, so we'll be on the air about 4:30 for that one. And Cesare's Finest in Clarkston, we will be there tomorrow in force, hopefully celebrating some more wins, as the Irish did tonight, sweeping 3 games from Waitsburg Prescott. So this is Mike Spee saying, enjoy your Super Bowl weekend. Until tomorrow night, I'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM, KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.